Today is World Refugee Day, something that carries a lot of weight in 2017. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. We're going to be talking today about how headlines like Venezuela's unrest and the refugee crisis can actually motivate you to pray, give, and go in support of the Great Commission. But first, every day, Venezuela seems to be inching closer to a civil war. President Nicolas Maduro's attempt to rewrite the Constitution, coupled with a shortage of food and basic necessities, has incited violent anti-government protests.
When oil prices collapsed, the money ran out. And so Venezuela as a country is in a strong economic crisis. And then the regime, the power, passed to the current leader, Maduro, when Chavez died of cancer. And he is trying to pursue the socialist agenda without the money and the funding to do it.
That's Transworld Radio's Steve Shantz. TWR is one ministry providing peace in the turbulence. Its youth-oriented programs introduce kids to the gospel and give some hope.
We have a program called Peter the Octopus, and it's a weekly program that we broadcast into Venezuela. And this is a character, an octopus, he's a puppet, and we try and speak values and hope and present a message of a brighter future for kids.
TWR also helps by meeting physical needs in providing food to the children in the most impoverished areas. Insight about the work in Venezuela and how you can get behind it can be found at missionnews.org. And as you're praying for change in Venezuela, pray that people would find a relationship with God. Next, today is World Refugee Day, a reminder that around the world, millions of displaced refugees have lost their homes, families, and livelihoods.
This is a consistent problem that's really worsened over the years. So we take this day as an opportunity to help people understand what problems we have in refugee resettlement.
Even when organizations like Bethany Christian Services can put them into new communities, it's not always easy for locals or their new neighbors to understand each other. But refugee advocacy specialist Christian Hawkins says they might have more in common than they think.
Locally, people love soccer, and we know abroad this is also a very popular sport. So in a way, soccer is something that can really unite people with very different backgrounds.
Bethany Christian Services' Refugee World Cup tournament brings together refugees, locals, and mixed teams to show Christ-like love and play some soccer.
We hope that the services that we provide to assist people in building new lives here in America, that we can serve as an example. That we can live our faith in a way that will inspire others.
And finally, Bibles for the World works to spread God's word throughout India. Around 35 years ago, the ministry began sending teacher missionaries into the Indian state of Tripura, which was one of the most unreached regions in the world for the gospel. The teachers would start simple one-room schools in the villages and build relationships with the kids and the community. This garnered opportunities to share the good news of Christ. John Podaiti, president and CEO of Bibles for the World, shares.
The state of Tripura, now we have over 100 churches, and we've seen the gospel spread pretty far among the different people groups there. But there's still a lot of villages to be reached.
The problem now is that the cost to start new schools in this area has become too high for the ministry. So Bibles for the World recently trained to reach kids and families another way. Through Awana clubs.
Basically, the strategy is going in and starting Awana clubs in villages. It's very low overhead, very low cost, but in the same way, developing relationships with the children, building off of those to build trust with the families, providing opportunities to share the message of the gospel with those families.
Pray that the families in Tripura, India would embrace God's truth and love. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Have you ever considered the power of the message on your phone's wallpaper? You read it multiple times a day. So why not connect it to a Great Commission movement? Deaf Bible Society is offering a free phone wallpaper this month that reminds you to pray for the ministry as they distribute God's word in sign language. To get yours, click on the banner at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.